The announcement of the EU's plans came after high-stakes peace talks between the US and Russia in Moscow failed, once again, to produce any breakthrough. Russia has dismissed any suggestion that Vladimir Putin rejected all of President Trump's proposals. But at a NATO meeting in Brussels this morning, the Secretary General Mark Rutte said if the peace talks took too long, there were two ways to put pressure on Russia.
One is making sure that the Russians understand that the weapon flow into Ukraine will keep on going. That's exactly what's happening today. Thanks to the US, thanks to the Europeans, US sending its crucial gear to Ukraine, paid for by Canada and European allies, but also Europe and Canada doing a lot bilaterally. And secondly, making sure that the economic sanctions bite, that they are effective. That's also exactly what is happening.
Despite the customary smiles and handshakes for the cameras, NATO countries meeting here know they've been sidelined from the Ukraine peace process by their biggest and most influential member, the US. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is conspicuous by his absence. President Trump is pushing for an immediate end to the war and has already stopped giving weapons to Ukraine, although he is still willing to sell them via Europe for now. As for the Putin-Witkoff meeting in Moscow last night, the Kremlin said it would be wrong to suggest President Putin had rejected the US proposals and insisted there could be more meetings with the Americans for as long as necessary. Crucially, though, there's no sign whatsoever Moscow is ready to give up its key demand for Ukrainian territory it hasn't yet taken in exchange for ending the war.